close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And then place your attention wherever the breath is most obvious. When we talk about breath, it's not necessarily the air coming in and out through the nose. It's the movement of energy in the body. And you can feel that anywhere. So wherever it's clearest, focus your attention there. And then stay there for a while. And ask yourself, is long breathing comfortable? If it is, keep it up. If it's not, you can change. Make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Try to see what kind of breathing is best for the body right now, and best for the mind. You're trying to bring the body and mind together in harmony. It's like having an owner of a house. If the owner stays in the house, the owner can see if there's anything going wrong. If a pipe breaks, if insects and other things come in, you can take care of the problem right away. At the same time, the house gives you shelter. If you're out wandering around, things can happen in the house you don't know. And you're out exposed to the sun and the rain. So it's when the owner is in the house and taking good care of the house, so the house can take good care of the owner. They live in harmony like this. And that requires that you listen to what the body needs. And then you can adjust what the body has to offer you. So that both sides get satisfied. The body's needs for breath energy are met. Because the breath energy is what keeps everything going and keeps everything alive in the body. And when it flows smoothly, flows well, it only stands to reason it's going to be good for your physical health. But it's also good for the health of the mind. Because the mind needs a good place to stay. Otherwise, it's like a little child wandering around, exposed to all kinds of things. Sun, rain, strangers may kidnap you. In other words, your greed, aversion, and delusion, if you're wandering around, all of a sudden will take you off who knows where. But if you have a good, solid place to stay inside, then you can choose. It's like standing on the side of the road. If it's hot and tired, if you're hot and tired, someone comes driving up in an air-conditioned car and says, hop in, you might hop in, just right off. And then you start asking, well, where are you going? If we lived our lives like that, we'd be dead by now. But that's the way it is with our thoughts. We don't feel comfortable here in the present moment. A thought comes along, we just jump right in. And only after a while do we start thinking about where is this going to take us. But if you're standing in an air-conditioned bus stop, it's comfortable inside. Someone comes driving up, you can ask them, where are you going? Who are you? What'll happen if I go with you? You can be very picky about which thoughts you go with, which ones you don't. So when you're taking care of the mind like this, then you can choose which thoughts you want to think and which thoughts you don't want to think. And you think about the long term. If you're feeling uncomfortable here, you don't think about the long term. You just say, whatever is better right now, I'll go for it. But if you're creating a sense of well-being inside, then you're less likely to go for things that are going to turn out to be bad for you in the long term. So try to make a good place for the mind right here. Stay inside. Whatever needs to be adjusted inside, you can adjust it. You're right here to know. At the same time, the mind gets shelter inside. Both sides benefit when they live in harmony like this.